The Pennsylvania Ballet has started working on its new season with its new artistic director. After the departure of most of the organization's senior staff, WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the dance company is starting fresh with one of the world's finest dancers.
Angel Correa has an office in the Pennsylvania Ballet's new building on North Broad Street, but he says most of his time will be spent here.
First and fifth.
The new artistic director is getting the company in shape for its season opener in a few weeks. Correa, who for years danced in New York for the American Ballet Theater while running his own company in Barcelona, has only been working with the Pennsylvania Ballet dancers for a couple weeks now.
I was completely shocked when I saw the dancers in a good way. I mean, they're really strong technically, they're really strong artistically. They can do everything. Most people say, oh, we're Balanchine dancers, we're modern dancers. You have to be a good dancer. And a good dancer can do anything and everything.
Correa grew up in Madrid, and as a kid, he first started taking karate lessons. But when he saw ballet was a little less violent, he never looked back. He studied at the prestigious school of Victor Ullate, and he arrived in New York at 19 to dance with the American Ballet Theater. Now his arrival in Philadelphia comes at a transitional moment for the 50-year-old Pennsylvania Ballet. In the last 6 months, the company has lost its executive director, its artistic director, both its ballet master and mistress, and the director of its school. These sweeping changes came at the recommendations of an art consultant after an organizational study.
I think everyone is very excited about working to a new beginning. Even the first day, the dancers, when I walk into the studio, I think the dancers were a little bit like cats, just waiting to see what kind of energy that we're going to get from the director. And my vision is just to have such a positive atmosphere and to encourage them to be the best that they can be, so when they go on stage, they don't have to worry about anything.
Correa will split his time between Philadelphia and other commitments he has in Europe until the end of the year. He says at that time, he will be with the company 100%. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.